local stories. This is the All Local on KNX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KNX 1070 News Radio. Good morning, I'm Chris Seedens.
And I'm Vicki Moore. Top local story, returning to class at Saugus High. First time since that shooting. A lot of students on social media this morning encouraging each other to be Saugus strong. Live in Saugus this morning, KNX 1070's John Baer.
The students will be greeted at the gates by school staff members. There will be tighter security. They will have to enter through just one of three gates now. There will be sheriff's deputies on hand as well. It could be a bit rough, though, for students going through the quad area where the deadly shooting actually took place that day.
It is definitely going to be a sad place and a place of fear for a lot of students coming back.
One parent told me recently she's concerned about how this will affect the students each and every day.
It's just a little nerve-wracking for them, you know, and when they're out in the open, I'm sure they're going to be looking over their shoulder and just a little more worried.
The students will be on a minimum day today and tomorrow as they ease back into a normal routine. Reporting live in Saugus, John Baird, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Well, with a word that a new storm is set to arrive in the next couple of days, many Southern Californians who lost their power during the last one over the Thanksgiving holiday are still without electricity this morning and still wondering when they'll be getting it back. Last word, SoCal Edison was reporting storm-related outages affecting about 7,000 of its customers across its service area, with more than 4,000 located just in the Lake Arrowhead area, where many people have now been without power for several days.
You want to drive solo in the carpool lane on the 405 through the Sepulveda Pass? You may be able to in a few years for a price. Metro is kicking around the idea of toll roads again from the 105 in the Valley the 101 in the Valley to the 10 in West LA. And like so many other traffic-related improvements or changes around Los Angeles, this is also apparently motivated by the 2028 Olympics coming our way. The goal is to open the toll lanes before then. A metro planner tells the LA Times that they're anticipating a very large number of visitors. They want to improve things for the regular commuters, but also to represent Los Angeles County. The Metro Board considers the plan at its meeting later this week.
The trial starts today in the lawsuit against SpaceX and Tesla founder CEO Elon Musk by a British cave diver who helped rescue those 12 boys who were trapped in that flooded cave in Thailand last year. He's accusing Musk of defamation for allegedly suggesting he was a pedophile by sending a tweet during the rescue effort that referred to him as pedo man. Musk has since apologized for that tweet, and it's believed that he might testify during the trial.
Cyber Monday could break some sales records and maybe some bank accounts.
People are going to spend an estimated $10 billion shopping online today.
To put that in perspective, Cyber Monday will be bigger than Black Friday in terms of Black Friday's retail store-based sales for the first time in U.S. or cyber history.
Bert Flickinger with Strategic Resource Group tells KNX that many people will also be shopping from their smartphones. He says, look for coupons before you buy. They're out there and they can get you some even better deals. Emily Valdez, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Los Angeles Mayor Eric Garcetti and other officials will be taking part in a groundbreaking ceremony this morning for the conversion of an historic L.A. building into housing for formerly homeless military veterans who are raising kids on their own. The facility on Hoover Street near West Adams Boulevard will have space for 37 single-parent veteran families and be known as Casa de Rosas, the same name as the original building that was built in 1893 and has served many different purposes since then.
Police trying to find a couple of people involved in a drive-by of a bicycle rider in South L.A. The victim, said to be 35 years old, hit by gunfire from a car that drove by. This is near 89th and Figueroa last night. People in the car described only as a man and a woman. Don't know the ages, and police don't have much else to go on.
Two LAPD officers have been injured when another car hit their patrol vehicle. This was in North Hollywood. It happened shortly after 1 this morning at Magnolia Boulevard and Tujunga Avenue. The officers were taken to a hospital in stable condition. The driver, who was taken into custody, allegedly ran a red light and is believed to have been driving under the influence.
Marching bands went down Hollywood Boulevard last night for the Hollywood Christmas Parade. They were accompanied by everything from a massive balloon Gumby to Star Troopers from Star Wars. One of the people out there was from London. Talked to CBS 2, said she was impressed.
Amazing. We have been traveling for a while, so it's nice to kind of finally get into Christmas spirit. So it's nice.
The parade Grand Marshal with Mario Lopez recorded the whole parade on his cell phone as he rolled down the road with his wife, Courtney, and their three kids.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen live to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen at KNX1070.com, radio.com, and KNX 1070 AM News Radio.